For the purposes of decision-making, the IMF's 189 member countries are divided into 24 constituencies of peculiar shapes and sizes. Ghana, for example, belongs to the same group as Afghanistan. Ecuador sits with East Timor. But in choosing the next boss after Christine Lagarde moves to the European Central Bank in October, the most decisive constituency may be a different group entirely, the New Hanseatic League. This includes 8 small northern members of the European Union, or EU, with bad weather and good credit ratings. They lost out in the fight for big EU jobs earlier this month. In compensation, they may have a large say in Europe's pick to lead the fund. That could be good news for Mark Carney, the charismatic and credentialed boss of the Bank of England. As well as Canadian and British citizenship, he holds a passport from Ireland, one of the new Hanseatics. If Ireland champions his cause in the league and the league backs him within the union, he would be hard to resist within the fund. By convention, the IMF is led by whichever European candidate the Americans can live with, and the Americans are unlikely to object to him, especially after the Europeans dutifully supported Washington's choice to run the World Bank earlier this year. What about an Asian rival? One obvious candidate is Tharman Shanmugaratnam, a former finance minister and deputy prime minister of Singapore, who also chairs its monetary authority. As well as a background in economics, he has the virtue of hailing from a small country that is neither improvident nor imperious, the kind of country that would be a member of Asia's Hanseatic League if it had one. But even in a fair race, he would struggle to beat Mr. Carney, who has run two of the world's biggest central banks, and given the horse trading between Europe and America, the IMF race will not be entirely fair. Why, then, bother entering? Candidates from outside Europe face a catch-22. Anyone credible enough to win an unrigged race will not be crazy enough to enter a rigged one. That is a pity, because a contest might force the fund's members to think harder about the institution's future. In 2004, Mr. Shanmugaratnam revealed that he kept 4 canes in his cupboard, one for each of his children, but he never had to use them. That is many people's ideal for how the IMF should work. Borrowing countries would live up to its standards of economic behaviour, fearing that otherwise it would refuse further lending. And speculators would be intimidated by the flexible credit lines and other tools in its cupboard, meaning that they would never test the currencies and creditworthiness those tools are designed to defend.